You know, I only got this regular teaching job a little over three years ago.
Mm-hmm. And is this your first teaching job?
No, but, you know, I would always get like a semester here and a semester there. I mean, I taught part-time at Parsons from like 87 to 93 or something like that. But that's when I wasn't going anywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as... I had too many obligations to travel, but as they... Actually, what happened was my dog died, and I decided to get a pet airplane instead of another dog. Like, the idea that I thought, okay, instead of getting another dog, I'll get an airplane and visit it whenever I can.
Wow.
You know, the idea that you just go to JFK and get the hell out.
Right.
At the time.
Right, right.
So it immediately had to do with the dog.
Wow.
It's strange the way things happen. Like, I almost became an... I think I became an abstract painter because I quit smoking.
Really?
I mean, there's all these other reasons, but you kind of, like, do something in your life, and it kind of... And a big change kind of allows you to make another big change. It's almost like this... you know, the... It's a practice leap before a different kind of leap or something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really became an abstract painter because of Blinky Palermo, but... It could just as easily have been because I quit smoking. I mean, it doesn't always have to be
right.
The reason.
How long were you a smoker?
Forever. So, you know. Yeah, I quit smoking and couldn't bear to do figurative work anymore. This is going to be a weird interview. And then I was making these, and I didn't know what to do, so I used to just lay on the couch and read. And
because you weren't smoking.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, right.
And so whenever I found this sentence I really liked, I would project it on the painting and trace it out.
Uh-huh.
And then gradually I crossed out one of the sentences one day, and the painting looked really good, and I thought, oh, that's how you make an abstract.
Right.